kisses sweeter than wine. Mm-mm, kisses sweeter than wine. WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. We have some sad news today. This show is, large part of the show will be dedicated to Justine Kovalt. Terribly sad and shocking news. This past Thursday morning, she died suddenly. For those who don't know, most people do, she was the founder of Red on Red Records, as well as being in the bands Justine and the Unclean and the Black Threads. My thoughts, first and foremost, go to her daughter, Haley, who she referred to as her very favorite human. And it's so much that in the posts, when she would post, she would just use the initials VFH, and you know who she meant. She was so proud of all that she accomplished. So obviously Haley, Tom Baker, and Jay Allen. I know there were special people in her lives. And they were also in the Mess Around, which was a once-a-month event that was held recently at the Plow and Star, where Justine and Tom and Jay would do an acoustic sort of set. They would have guests in from around the local scene and abroad to help out. And it really became quite a fixture. So my thoughts also to Janet King. Justine was just in on the 30th, May 30th, talking about her latest release, The Signal Light. And Janet was with her, and she referred to Janet as her best friend. I've always heard her call her that. So thoughts go out to Janet King and the other band members of The Unclean, Charles Hansen, Jim Janota, Guys in the Black Threads, Jim Scopa, Johnny Sciascia, and all the artists on Red Records, and really anyone that knew Justine as a friend, and I count myself among that crew. She will be deeply, deeply missed. I first met Justine about 10 years ago. And I met her by going to see bands. She wasn't in a band yet. She didn't have a record label yet. We just went to see the same local shows, and we chatted now and then as we have it. And through that, I got to know her. And I remember when, and she was always so kind. And everyone says that. I mean, the thoughts and sentiments have been pouring in for Justine. And the thing that keeps coming up is she was so kind and such a nice person. And I remember when I met her, shortly after I met her, I should say, I was having a back issue. I was a letter carrier, and I worked for a long time in the post office. And I'm retired now, but at the time I was having some back problems. And she said, "Oh, I know someone. I have a masseuse that might be able to help you." And a lot of people say that, but they don't follow through. But the very next day, she sent me a text message with the address and the person that she thought could help me out. I didn't go there because eventually my back cleared up on its own. But that's the kind of person that she was. She was always trying to be helpful and lift people up. And as I said, she'll be deeply missed by not just me, but so many others. And so right now I'm going to play, bear with me, I'm going to play a lot of music by her right now, and then I'll come back and chat a little bit more. But this is some of Justine and the Unclean.
Don't you
All right, that was You and Me Against You and Me from Justine's Black Threads. And before that, we had a couple off of Heartaches and Heart Problems, Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, and Be Your Own Reason. And those songs actually came out on Rumbaugh Records. At the time, Justine did not have the label, and Lou on Rumbaugh put that release out. And I should say, when Justine formed The Unclean, I remember her telling me about it, and typical Justine, she didn't just put together a good group. As I said, Justine and The Unclean was Janet King, Charles Hanson, Jim Janota. That is a powerhouse of a group, and that's what they were. And I also, as I go along, I'm going to tell a couple stories here that I can relate, that I interactions and things that happened with me and Justine. And another thing I should mention, as I said, Jay and Tom were with her in The Mess Around. And The Mess Around made a couple appearances on this radio show. Loads of fun each time they came on. But when the fourth anniversary of The Mess Around was during the COVID times, and so there was going to be a virtual Zoom-type production that Justine was putting on, and she wanted a DJ to do an interview with her and Tom and Jay at the end. And she said, the first person I thought of was you, if you would be interested in doing it. And so I said, yeah, I'd gladly do it, but, you know, truth be told, Justine, I'm not the most technically savvy dude, and I don't know if I can navigate this Zoom situation. And she, of course, typical Justine, she said, oh, we'll figure it out. We'll do a few practice runs. And she did. She kind of coached me through it, and it turned out fine. And so that's the way she was. She would figure things out if you gave her a chance and you didn't know how to do something, she'd help you figure it out. And another thing she did, there was a Whistle Stop Rock. She did a lot of stuff, I know. Whistle Stop Rock was like a group of women that were in rock bands. And this, again, was around the COVID times. And they toured around the state. They did a handful of shows. The last show I actually saw was Whistle Stop Rock before COVID shut things down. It was at Once in Somerville. But prior to that, I had kind of forgot about this. Prior to that, they came on the show. And she brought in, like, there were like eight people, and I think Kid Gulliver played, and she, of course, played. And it was the first time that I'd seen the Chelsea Curve. And it was just, at the time, it was just Linda and Tim as a duo they came on. And it was probably one of their first, I don't know, appearances as a band. And I knew right away that they had something special. I was like, this band is kicking. And I still love the Chelsea Curve. But I'm gonna play a song. The Whistle Stop Rock had like a theme song that they did. And this is it here. I'm gonna play a few more tunes and we'll get back and I'll tell you a few more things, a few more tidbits. But this is Whistle Stop Rock.
your night with the Drag Queen.
Thank you. When I stopped loving you, I knew I had to pay what's due. I gave myself to the wind, gave myself to the mob that rules. When I stopped loving you, there was nothing that I could do. When I stopped loving you, I know you still love me. But it don't mean a goddamn thing. I know you still love me. But it don't mean a goddamn thing. I know you still love me. But it don't mean a goddamn thing.
That was When I Stopped Loving You, off of The Signal Light, the new release. As I said, she was just on here May 30th talking about it with Janet. When I Stopped Loving You, and before that you heard the Chasm off of The Signal Light. And Whistle Stop Rock, Queen of the Drive-In. And I didn't even mention Red on Red Records yet. Yeah, but again, I remember when she told me about that. And that was right before COVID hit. It was roughly 2020. And I ran into her in Stop and Shop and casual conversation. She said, by the way, I'm starting a record label. And I was like, wow. And I said, you know, odd time to start, when more power to you. And she started this thing from the grassroots all by herself. And I was talking to her just a short while ago on the show, I think she has up to 26 bands that were on the label. And she was a one-man gang. She Dan Anklin helped her with booking. But as far as, you know, listening to the music and the band submissions and going out and finding bands, she pretty much did it all herself. And she told me she was swamped with new bands trying to get on. So not only did she start a record label, but she started a record label that flourished and lifted so many people up and so many bands up on the local scene. And so again, everyone on Red on Red, she put so much in, which put her heart and soul into that. And so thoughts to all those people. And I'm going to play a lot of Red on Red artists later on the show, as well as a couple songs by Tom Baker and Jay Allen. And right now, though, I'm going to play more from Justine. I'm going to play a song off their first, I think was their first Red on Red release, called Get Unclean. And that was this is a song that they ended every show with, and it's a real rocker. It's the band at its full height. It's one of those things. It's certain bands have a song, you know, they're always gonna, that's their closer. Well, this was their closer. I'm gonna play a few more, and I'm gonna play this, and I'll be back and talk a bit more. This is called Rock and Roll Blackmail.
Made a promise, or was it just talk? You promised me, until death do we rock. Yeah.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm in love with you, jackass. I'm in love with you, fool. Can't believe you're that clueless. About tearing my heart in two. And when you're looking straight at me, how is it possible you can't see? I'm in love with you, jackass. So have mercy on me. You
That was Justine and the Unclean, a song called The Boot off The Signal Light that just came out. Before that, I played a couple off of Get Unclean, I'm In Love With You, Jackass, and Rock and Roll Blackmail. And I just back-checked, and that also was out on Rumbar. The Get Unclean was also a Rumbar Records release. It reminded me when she was on just this past couple weeks ago, I mentioned you're so busy with the label, do you forget you have great bands of your own? And she kind of laughed and said she kind of does, and that's why The Signal Light kind of came out, because it was a compilation of songs that have come out over the past couple years. I think there are 10 cuts on that, and half of them were previous released. And five, though, were brand new. So she almost neglected her own music. Not neglected it, but, you know, she put so much into the label and other bands and trying to lift other people up and help them out, that she's like, yeah, I guess I should put a Justine and Unclean record out. And so that's what she did. So she'll be deeply missed by me. And as I said, everybody that called her friend, and there were so many that did, and everyone on these labels. I'm going to play something by Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals and Tom Baker now. And we're going to play a whole bunch of Red on Red artists as well. But this is something by Jay Allen. Devil. Well, how about that?
Well, I know a girl lives over there. She is so square, but for the pair of the raging eyes, raging eyes. She ain't such a beauty, hardly a Jimmy, and she can roam a Romeo then do a duty with the raging eyes, raging eyes. She got raging eyes. Who wants to tell her about those raging eyes?
That was Trenchcoats. That song, when that came out, Steve is in the band Cold Expectations, and I said to him, I heard it, of course, before it was available for, like, the airwaves. I said, I'm going to play that thing to death. I love that song. It's off Static Reactions is the name. And this is a Red on Red Records band. Before that, the Chelsea Curve, who I talked about earlier. Their latest single, How Can I Resist You? And before that, the Dirty Truckers, Tom Baker's group, with Raging Eyes and Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals with Be Mine Tonight. It's 850 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Sky Bar, playing a lot of Red on Red record artists tonight, and dedicated this first hour to Justine, and actually a little more than an hour, but did the best I could to do what I could. And this is another band that has a new single out. Mostly the new singles. This is Girl with a Hawk.
Dreaming of the one who makes me feel free. Oh, 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 the sibling. Celestial gale.